maybe, just maybe, we've got something here as Harley-Davidson turns the corner. It's the Business News Headlines for Tuesday, the 22nd day of October. Thanks so much for being with us. Verizon has entered the streaming wars. Car prices continue to climb, and that's another thing to worry about, as well as rising home prices. Also, shopping malls and housing. And diapers and adults. Now, really, it is a story. Mixed results today on Wall Street, those stories and more, along with a mother's tale of mental illness. Last month, I met Connie Grinder, and she's here today to tell you the story of her son, Zach. It's sobering and necessary. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. And while you're at it, go ahead and subscribe to our daily business newscast. We got a lot to cover, so let's get into it. You know, the pundits have been ready to stick a fork into Harley-Davidson for a couple of years as sales and their share values have plunged. However, their earnings report that was out today shows a different story. The company beat expectations for profit and stuck to its full-year shipment forecast. All that pushed aside fears of another major hit from European import tariffs and a further slump in sales in its main market, the United States. Now, shares of the company rose as much as 8.8% to $40.36 as it posted the first rise in international sales in a year during the third quarter. Even the 3.6% dip in U.S. retail motorcycle sales was a win. Why? Well, that was the smallest decline in nearly 3 years. Profits continued to shrink by 24%, but the results offered some hope that one of the largest and biggest names in motorcycles was finally beginning to arrest a slide in global sales that it's been fighting for years. So, when does a phone become more? How about today, as Verizon announced it's teaming up with Disney to give new and existing 4G LTE and 5G wireless unlimited customers a free year of the new Disney Plus streaming service. The exclusive promotion coincides with the Disney Plus launch on November 12th. New Verizon FiOS and 5G home internet customers, well, you'll also qualify for a year of Disney Plus. The new streaming service becomes the home for Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic content, and promises viewers access to Disney's vast TV and movie library, as well as more than 25 original series and 10 original films and documentaries. Hey, can you hear me now? Well, just in case you've run out of stuff to worry about, along comes this bit of news on car prices. You know, we've reported in the past that car prices have been rapidly increasing. Now, while that could be a good sign for the economy, it means consumers will have a harder time affording new vehicles. And because 64% of U.S. adults drive daily, as prices go up, many who rely on their cars for transportation could be forced to take out long-term auto loans in order to afford one. How long? Well, get this. As much as 7, maybe even 8 years. As of May, the average price of a new car purchased in the United States climbed to $36,718, with interest rates hovering around 6%. All that is up from $35,740 last year, which was already a 2% increase from 2017. So why are the prices of new vehicles increasing so quickly? Well, the answer is options and more fancy gadgets. And as prices rise, more and more people are priced out of the new car market unless they're willing to go into heavy debt. Now, the experts say that the 15% rule should apply. What's that? Well, the 15% rule means that the maximum amount you can put toward your monthly car payment should be no more than 15% of your take-home pay. So, if you're taking home like $4,000 a month, don't exceed $600 a month in car payments. Or, if it's $2,000 a month in take-home pay, well, guess what? You got to limit yourself to $200 a month, and good luck getting that price. Well, something freaky happened in September. The sales of existing homes fell short of expectations after 2 months of gain. So, what's going on? Well, the problem is low supply combined with high prices. That low supply saw the price of existing homes jump by 6%, and that's the biggest gain since January of last year. Prices are also being juiced by lower mortgage rates. Now, lower rates help with affordability, but they also give buyers more purchasing power, which in turn causes prices to rise. Remember Econ 101 and supply and demand? Sure you do. And it seems that while home buyers are looking, they're not buying. How do we know? Well, lockboxes, which allow entry into homes when the owner is away, can now be monitored electronically. Buyer traffic through homes is actually increasing, but the traffic is not translating into higher sales yet. Speaking of housing, what do you do with those vast two-story shopping malls that are emptying out all over the country? Well, how about turning them into housing units? Now, really, hold on. Listen to this. There are developers out there having this very conversation, and it's not too wild. The idea is to create housing on the upper levels of shopping malls and retain shopping services, restaurants, clubs, and other age-appropriate services on the lower level. The stores and services could not only be open to residents, but also the general public. And if you think about it, this is really a blast from the past. Hotels back in the 20s were built to house retail spaces on the ground floor. People could dine, buy clothing, get shoes repaired, all without leaving the building. Now, we get that it's a gamble, but what else are you going to do with those huge empty buildings? Well, here's a story we picked up today from Reuters, and it's about something not many people want to talk about. What is it? Well, as the population grows older, the time may not be too far off when more adults need diapers than babies. And that is a huge opportunity for manufacturers of incontinence products if they can lift the stigma that's long constrained sales. The market for adult diapers, disposable underwear, and absorbent pads is growing fast, up 9% last year to $9 billion, and it's doubled in the past decade. But manufacturers figure that only half of the more than 400 million adults likely to be affected by weak bladders are buying the right products. Why? Because they're too embarrassed. So companies are trying various methods to change attitudes, including making products more discreet, avoiding terms like diapers, and placing items in the personal care aisle next to deodorants and menstrual pads rather than in the baby products section. They're also trying to normalize discussions around the subject through, yeah, you got it, advertising. So now all we need are some thoughtful marketing ideas, and bam, we got ourselves a win. And finally, there is this. There's a crisis taking over American cities, and it's called homelessness. Fueled by soaring housing prices and a growing gap between the nation's rich and poor, it's creating serious issues all across the country. What are we seeing? Well, first of all, a marked increase in folks with mental illnesses on the streets. We're also seeing more drug-dependent individuals, and neighborhoods are wrestling with quality-of-life issues. Meanwhile, as millions of dollars are being poured into programs, cities continue to deal with increasing homelessness. So maybe the answer isn't in programs, but good-paying jobs and proper funding of mental health care, you think? Speaking of mental health, last month I met Connie Grinder. She was a speaker at a NAMI walk in Iowa, and she told a story about her son, Zachary. It was so powerful that I asked her to share it with you. Coming up next, a mother's story about mental illness.